Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Tomorrow morning, Tuesday, 11 a.m. on the 31st, the USDA will release their quarterly grain stocks report and their prospective planting numbers for most of the planted acres here in the United States. The quarterly grain stocks shows the amount of grain in storage on March 1st. For corn, we're at 7.609 billion bushels, up from last year. Last year, we were just a tad over 7 billion, so about 600 million bushels higher than last year. For soybeans, higher as well. 1.346 billion bushels is what's expected. Last year, we were at 994 million, so 400 or so million bushels greater than last year. And then for wheat, all wheat, 1.14 billion bushels, also higher than last year. Last year at this time, we were at 1.057. So an increase across the board for the quarterly March 1st grain stocks. The second half of that report will be the plantings number for corn, beans, wheat, winter wheat, spring wheat, cotton, sorghum, oats, etc., and we'll talk about that next.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Corn acres are guessed to be 88.731 million acres. Last year, 90.59. So a considerable drop of just under 2 million acres less than last year for corn. The other thing that's going to be added on to the corn, kind of the overall output, is the amount of input costs that people spend. It's estimated that people are not going to spend quite as much on the expensive corn inputs due to the fact that the prices are lower. So lower acres and possibly lower expenses could drop the yield there. We won't know that, of course, until after the crop is complete. Beans, an increase from last year, 85.919 million acres expected, up from 83.7. So they've taken away about 2 million acres from corn and added them to beans. Wheat, lower, about 1.5 million acres lower than last year for winter wheat at 40.727 million acres. Spring wheat, 13.3, slightly higher than last year. And then cotton, a pretty big drop of about 1.2 million acres, down to 9.82. Last year it was 11.03. And a jump in sorghum to 8.13 million acres, an increase mainly due to the increased price this year.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, April live cattle down 12 at 162.50, June unchanged at 152.97. April feeder cattle down 65 at 218.62, May down 67 at 217.45. April lean hogs up 17 at 61.30, June up 55 at 75.55. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat up 23 and a quarter at 576 and a quarter, while July was up 23 at 580 and three quarters. May Chicago wheat up 22 and a half at 530 and a quarter. May corn up 3 1/2 at 394 and a half. July up 3 1/2 at 402 and 1/2. May soybeans up 1/2 at 967 and three quarters. August up 3/4 at 972. May cotton down 103 at 62.52. July down 87 at 63 even. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.